Peace be with you. I am Bishop Slattery. After reading the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free," our Lord said, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The mission of the church is the mission of Christ, who frees us with the power of his redemptive love. This love is given freely to every sinner who receives mercy, to every hungry man and woman who is fed, to every teenager who wanders in confusion and receives direction, or to any immigrant who finds a home in a caring heart. Since my consecration as Bishop of Tulsa at the hands of St. John Paul II, I have kept in my heart that only God is holy, and that his holiness is extended to all of us through the ministry of the Church. The same truth was stressed by Pope Benedict XVI, who reminded us that God is love and that in hope we are saved. And now, Pope Francis, with the proclamation of the Jubilee of Mercy, tells us that mercy is the supreme act by which God comes to meet us. My brothers and sisters, you and I are the hands by which God brings consolation to a broken world. Our generosity is the force by which the Lord compensates the poverty of the human soul. As I do every year, I'm here again asking you to help bring the good news to the poor. I have nowhere else to turn. The many services of our annual DDF appeal provide this help in every parish in ways that are often invisible, but very real. Your gift means so much to so many. This year's appeal supports the day-to-day operations of our diocese and funds specific ministries that help our church to fulfill the mission of Christ. Last October, for example, 1,600 young people gathered to strengthen their faith in a diocesan youth convention. This past year, more Hispanic Catholics have received the spiritual benefit of the sacraments and Christian instruction in the different rural ministries we provide in eastern Oklahoma. A group of zealous men continue with their preparation to be ordained to serve in our parish communities as deacons. And we currently have one of the largest groups in the history of the diocese of young men, that's 22 of them, preparing for the priesthood. These are some examples of the apostolic activities you will be supporting with your gift to the Diocesan Development Fund. The list does not end here, but neither is the possibility of revealing God's presence in people's lives. Because of the DDF, we are able to fund the Pastoral Studies Institute, which educates those who desire a deeper understanding of the church and their faith. We prepare couples for marriage. We train teachers and catechists to guide our youth as they begin to see themselves as servants of Christ by their faithfulness to Christ. And we maintain the marriage tribunal. All of these are but a few of the services that are funded 100% through your generosity to the DDF. Whether you are in the Tulsa area or in a rural part of our diocese, whether you are young or older, man or woman, a cradle Catholic, or have been recently accepted into the church, a native of this land or a foreign born, maybe you have a lot or just a little, I want to invite you to let God multiply our generosity and touch someone else's life through the ministry of the church. As you may know, I have announced my retirement as Bishop of the Diocese of Tulsa. We have been praying that God provide us with a new spiritual leader, a shepherd who can take our diocese to the next step in the fulfillment of Christ's mission. And your contribution to this year's DDF appeal will be once again a statement of faith. Your gift will declare your trust in God, who has begun a good work and will complete it according to his will. Thank you for your love and support during these 22 years that I've been serving you as Bishop of Tulsa. Your generosity has brought me joy in the past and will motivate me in the next chapter of my own faith journey. God bless you.